This is University Radio Nottingham.
Welcome back to The Pulse. We're now going to go over to Jasper, who's going to talk about the decrease in part-time work for 16-year-olds.
Yeah, thank you, Sarah. So my story today is that Saturday jobs have become less popular amongst teenagers. The BBC has reported that the number of school children with a part-time job has fallen by a fifth in the last 5 years, largely down to pressures of schoolwork and students' aspiration to succeed at school. These findings come from a Freedom of Information request to all local authorities across the UK who are responsible for issuing child employment permits, as employers need to apply for a licence to hire staff who are under the age of 16. The findings show that a steady decline has been apparent since the year of 2012. Dr. Angus Holford from the Institute for Social and Economic Research at the University of Essex has said this decline is down to the fear that a part-time job could hinder performance at school, such as students' GCSE and A-level results. But the drop in children working in part-time jobs isn't just about academic pressures, but also the changing consumer habits. For example, the Middlesbrough Council have said that the massive drop is down to less newspapers being delivered to people's doors. Geographically, Norfolk has the largest part-time workforce of under-16s, whereas Dudley in the West Midlands, which is near Birmingham, has the least. Controversially, a 2015 study by the UK Commission on Employment and Skills found that not taking part-time work or a Saturday job as a teenager could be detrimental to a person later on in their life. Not having a job meant that the young people are more ill-prepared for full-time work as an adult, which in turn has an effect on their work within the workplace. So the first question I wanted to ask everyone was, did anyone here have a part-time job at school or at sixth form? And if so, do you think this affected your school workload or your results at all?
I did have a part-time job, but only in the holidays. And I was because it was mostly during sixth form, I was very conscious of it affecting exam results and things and affecting exams, which is something that was very much on my mind throughout, and I think a lot of the people I work with were aware of that. But I also feel like it's right, and it did benefit, because I feel like those who have jobs have a better understanding of money, and it's not, I mean, it might just be my personal experience, but my friends I know who didn't had more expectations for their parents to provide, if you get what I mean, than those who understood really, you know, what working meant. I feel like it can hinder your results, but I feel like it is also a beneficial thing to do.
So I didn't have one, and I just kind of felt that I just simply didn't have the time. I have two older brothers, and they both worked. They did like a paper round, and seeing the amount of time that spent, like they would come home from school every day, and straight away they'd be going out, and there'd be sometimes when it was raining, so they'd have to like get my mum to drive them round, and it just took so long. That I just felt when it came to GCSEs and A-levels, I just felt that I spent so much time working, I just wouldn't have the time. But going on from that, I volunteered, so I felt that that gave me the skills that a job wouldn't.
Yeah, like similarly, I had a job, like a part-time weekend job at sixth form, but I felt the same, that it was beneficial because I learned quite a lot of key skills that were helpful in like future jobs, but at the same time I lived in a rural area, and at the time I couldn't drive or anything, and it was quite a struggle, like getting to and from there just to do a few hours a week to then spend it on traveling or getting your mum and dad to pick you up. And I didn't regret it because it was beneficial, but at the same time it was a bit of a pain because you had the feeling that you were earning money, but you were equally spending quite a lot of it
getting there
as well,
back.
Getting there and back. Yeah.
But I feel like the lessons it taught me value of money-wise was good, but also, as I said, I was quite aware, so I didn't really work over Easter, and any time leading up, if they asked me on a weekend, any time leading up to exams, I would totally, you know, refuse and turn down. But I do know people who worked and did paper rounds at 6 o'clock in the morning during their exams, and I feel like it did have a detrimental effect on that. But I feel like this is another issue sorry to like hijack your point, but another issue of pressure in schools, I feel like, is definitely...
No, that was the next that was point, the next actually, point. I was going to, like, raise. Do you think, like, everyone around them, do we think that, like, schools are putting a lot more pressure on students to succeed with GCSEs and A-levels? Because, like, in the report, it was saying that a lot of children aren't, like, taking up part-time work because they're too focused on getting the grades for future, like, employment, basically.
Well, I know even where I was from year seven, they started making them do a diploma type thing, or to get them up to scratch with the local prep schools. So they started pushing from, because when I did it, I feel like there was a lot of a, there wasn't a lesser focus, but we weren't pushed anywhere near as much as people going through year six and seven now are, I would say.
Yeah, especially now that GCSEs have got harder, so they've got the 1-9 system. Yeah. I think there's a lot more pressure on GCSEs than even we had like 2-3 years ago. And I know definitely like at my school, kind of not going to university kind of wasn't not an option. Like you were going to university and that was it. So I think there was so much pressure on that that that's all I really felt like I could focus on.
Yeah, I mean, I went to like a comprehensive school and quite... a rural area, and there wasn't exactly a lot of pressure put on people or like my year group at the time, but there was still pressure to an extent for people who were on like the C, D kind of borderline, because it was all for the schools, it was all about churning out kind of statistics of like, oh yeah, we've got this certain amount of percentage of students who have achieved a C grade in maths and English. And I think like with the new grading system with the 1-9s, that's become even more apparent because schools are having to like churn out more successful statistics because the GCSEs are so much harder, so they're either going to have to improve their teaching standards or yeah, just generally. Yeah,
I went through, I was always the year that was kind of the guinea pig year, so they always change the exams for us, and I feel like, I mean, that I've only just really gone through the education system, and the fact they're changing it again shows that there is a constant almost push to make it harder and harder and less achievable to get those top grades.
Because I was going to say, at sixth form I tutored like some GCSE pupils, and that was mainly just to get like some extra money and as a distraction. But since leaving school I started waitressing at a restaurant, and I don't do it during term times, I do it during holidays, but I still think that if I was to do it during term times, even though university is obviously more demanding in the sense that it's kind of more important in a way, because you know you're paying so much to be here and you've made the choice of being here, I think it's more manageable. It would be more manageable at university than it would be at school.
But that's because we have free time during the day almost.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I feel like with school students, obviously a lot of people don't necessarily want to be there to begin with. And schools, you know, you're there from 9 till like 3, and then they said there's so much stuff to do at home. Whereas at university, obviously a lot of it is about time management, but the people who are here are the people who have chosen to be here and who have chosen to take on sort of this time management.
And
issue.
I feel like you're more prepared to work later at university than you would be at school.
Yeah, so when I was at school, like, my mum always used to say to me, like, no work after 9:30, whereas now, like, I'm at university, I work, like, kind of till midnight sort of thing, so you don't have the same kind of, like, I've only got 5 hours after school or whatever, you have, like, as long as you want.
Yeah. Another interesting point that was, like, raised in the article was the differences between, like, different geographical areas in Britain. So it said, like, in Norfolk that they had the highest amount of students under 16 who were employed, but in an urban area like Dudley, it was only, like, 500 or something, I think it said. So do you think if younger people are trying to get part-time jobs in urban areas, it's a lot harder because there's a lot more competition, whereas in rural areas, because there's a kind of more of a community, essentially, sense of atmosphere, it's easier for a younger person maybe to get a job?
There's a lot more competition in the cities, I would say, in urban areas, but there's also more jobs available, if you know what I mean. So I live in a very rural area, and you have some jobs, but you're pretty much limited to waitressing in pubs and cafes and things, whereas in a more urban area I feel like there's more available to you.
I mean, if you're speaking of competition, you know how you said that I think a fifth less students working now than there used to be, school students. Is that purely down to students' choice, or is it also that employers are employing less students? Because I know that last, I think it was last year, they changed the wage for like under 21s and under 18s and 16s. They like redid all of that and basically increased it. So if you're now having to pay a 16-year-old more than you used to, why not just employ a 21-year-old?
You also have to, I was reading on the article, you have to get a permit to employ. Was it under 16-year-olds?
Yeah, and a permit from like the council. Yeah.
But even at six, like, I know people 15, you know, you start looking for jobs and things like that. And if it's a hassle for employers to get the permit and to go through it, they're probably going to be less inclined, because that a 15-year-old is not going to be a massive proportion of their workforce.
Yeah, I don't want to kind of generalise and make like a sweeping statement, but as well, if you think about it, like a 13, 15-year-old is kind of less developed in their social skills than what a 21-year-old would be. They've got more life experience. So even just like jobs like waitressing, it may be that the 21-year-olds or older have better kind of customer service, so that when they find the 13-year-olds are just too immature. And I don't know if that's like a recent phenomena or that... That could be a reason as well.
Also, perhaps do employers prefer to give jobs maybe to people who are a bit older, who have, in a way, more responsibilities, like a family or something like that to look after, than a 15-year-old just doing it for pocket money?
And also people who are going to stay. I know that's the problem, because a lot of people who want jobs at 15, 16 are only going to be there part-time, and they tend to look for people who can be more committed than, say, a holiday or something like that.
Yeah, because it might be like the 15, 16-year-old, if they've got, like, during their GCSEs, they might, like you were saying, you don't work. Mm-hmm. So there would be like a large portion of time when they would be one person down, and you can't really just employ someone for like a few weeks or whatever.
Yeah, I guess like the last thing I wanted to raise was, like, in the report as well, it said there was a correlation between people who had part-time work when they were younger with success in full-time employment. But as we highlighted earlier, like, equally work experience or even just like volunteering can help with that. So do we equally think that's as beneficial as full-time employment?
I know a lot of schools are forcing work employment now, or not work experience. And not necessarily forcing, but pretty much making people get some experience in there.
Yeah, like we had a compulsory week in year 10 when we had to do work experience. Yeah.
And maybe there's just like my economics degree coming through here, but just the fact that the two things are correlated, could it not just mean that the sorts of kids who looked for jobs when they were 15 are the sorts of kids who are then maybe more responsible or more motivated or whatever, which leads to them being more successful in employment? It might not necessarily have been that job that they had which made them successful in employment later on in life.
That's true.
Yeah.
But I think it's the work ethic. The work ethic, as you say, is what...
But you can also get them volunteering, like Anna was saying. Yeah.
But that's like doing something, whether it's volunteering.
It's like using your spare time in a way that you act on, you're developing skills.
Yeah.
And I felt like the reason why I volunteered was because I just felt it was less formal than employment, and I wanted to do so. Like, I worked at like a Brownie Girl Guide group, and that was a couple of hours every Friday, and that gave me a lot of skills which I still now use when I'm going to like interviews and things. But I felt like that was less kind of tied down than formal employment would be. Even though I didn't get paid, it's still something worthwhile.
I think that's all.